I have been on LOA since June until August and taking the next 70-hour paid LOA in September and early out in October. I'm scheduled to go to CQ on the 29th of July and don't understand why I have to go.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for that question today. We are certainly getting a lot of questions about your obligations to attend CQ while pursuing the EVLOA and the VEOP. If you are continuing on a leave and continuing on to another leave, you will not be obligated to go to CQ. However, if there's any month where you will be returning to active service or do not have a leave, you will be required to maintain your qualifications up until the point of your EVLOA or your VOP award on October 1st. To follow up on that, if you are not currently on a leave, you will be required to attend CQ. That is still part of the training curriculum. And then a good follow-up question that we've been getting a lot too is that if you go QI while you're on a PVLOA or on an EVLOA, if you lose your benefit. If you go QI on either of those leaves, you maintain your active benefits as if you were continuing on. So there's no loss of benefits with that.